The Golden State Warriors standoff with Jonathan Kuminga continues, but if they can get him to sign a contract, they've already started identifying the players that they'd like to trade for. And oh boy, there's some big, big names. I'm Trevor Lane. This is the Basketball Bulletin. Make sure you subscribe right here to the channel. Turn on those notifications as well. Joining me is Donnie Freeman. Donnie, there's a report now from Jake Fisher. We're going to get into it, but it just confirms that the Warriors, exactly what Jonathan Kuminga is worried about, being used as a pawn, they're already figuring out if they can get Kuminga to sign a contract with them, who they want to flip him for come January and February.
And that's them doing due diligence, because he doesn't want to be there. They don't really want him there. Yep. They've got to figure something out. And as much as he doesn't want to be used that way, I mean, it's just the smart thing for the organization to do. You don't let an asset go, and he doesn't want to be on a short-term deal making minimal amount of money relative to what he could otherwise. So, I mean, ultimately, I think they're going to figure something out, but yeah, they need to be looking at replacements for him and probably trying to get somebody that can fit better into what they're trying to do and that they actually want to have on the team. You know, I want to say that, like, there's some conflicting stuff with that, because some of the team wants him,
right?
Some of the organization wants him, and some of the other guys don't. Like, it's always been like that. So I guess ultimately, though, he is also just at a point where he doesn't believe that, you know, that's the best situation for himself anyway. So
and just to rehash where we're at for everybody with the Jonathan Kuminga situation, Golden State is offering a 2-year deal at $45 million with the requirement that Jonathan Kuminga would also waive the inherent no trade that would come, the no trade clause that would come with that kind of a deal, because the NBA would look at it as a 1-year deal, because the second year on that deal would be a team option. And Jonathan Kuminga says, well, no, you'd be signing me to this contract that is clearly structured so you can trade me. That's the goal of this contract. But Golden State, that's the contract that they're offering. They're not willing to go more than that. I think the solution should be they offer maybe 3 years or something to give Kuminga at least a little bit of certainty, but it doesn't appear they want to do that. Kuminga's option, of course, his trump card here would be to just take the qualifying offer, be about $8 million, just under that, 1-year deal, full no trade clause, and would be an unrestricted free agent next summer. We've talked all about it. I'm not going to rehash the whole thing again, but this is where we're at. But if the Warriors can get Kuminga to say, fine, I'll take... There are worse things than taking $45 million over 2 years. Now, second year team option, certainly. But still, a guaranteed $22-ish million. There's worse things in life than that. But if the Warriors can get Kuminga to sign for that, they're already figuring out who they want to flip him for. And one of the names, Donnie, it's unrealistic, but it's Lakers superstar LeBron James.
I mean, yeah, I don't see how this gets done at all, because matching the money for LeBron is just kind of crazy. And then also the Lakers, maybe you'd have 3, 4, 5 teams in this type of trade, theoretically. Also setting aside the fact that LeBron would have to say he wants to go there and waive his no trade and all that. Right. But you'd also like be in a situation where you would need to give the Lakers back either players that they think can be a part of their core long term or very short term salary. That's movable, because they're not trying to take on any long-term salary or anything like that.
Exactly.
So, well, there's just a lot in this.
Would the Lakers want Jonathan Kuminga? Right. Like,
I think he could be kind of fun alongside Luka, but like, I don't know that that's exactly where they're trying to go. I think they would try to exhaust all options first, and then, if necessary, settle on Kuminga.
What the report is that they've been interested in him over the past 18 months. We know they had contact with the Lakers season before last about trading for him. But they also, you know, they ultimately wound up, the Warriors did. They got Jimmy Butler. So this is very unlikely. But nonetheless, I'm sure the Warriors would kick the tires on doing some type of trade. And as Jake Fisher notes here on the fantastic Substack he has with Mark Stein, getting to that, as you said, Donnie, that $52.6 million is very difficult. However, assuming that that is not possible, and by the way, the same is true with Giannis Antetokounmpo trying to make the money work, very difficult. Of course, the Warriors would be interested. Sometimes where there's a will, there's a way, and teams get creative. But the realistic target, not LeBron, it's Trey Murphy III. With the New Orleans Pelicans, the Warriors have a strong affinity for Murphy and have made outreach to New Orleans as recently as this summer. The Pelicans so far have batted away calls for the 25-year-old on a contract paying him $25 million, much easier to trade for a contract at $25 million than LeBron at 52.6. And you look at the long-term salary locked up with Trey Murphy, and you can see 25, 27, 29, 31. And the big problem the Warriors have with Jonathan Kuminga is that he can't shoot the three, not at a high enough efficiency to what they need alongside Steph and Draymond. You don't have that problem with Trey Murphy. Would be a perfect fit with Golden State. Donnie, as much as the LeBron, like, I get it. Giannis, I get it. You're going to have interest in those guys, but is it likely? No. Trey Murphy is a perfect fit for what the Golden State Warriors are looking to do.
Oh, absolutely. And he could be a piece that, who knows what their next iteration looks like in a few years, but if they're able to, you know, bridge that gap pretty well, which again remains to be seen because they're going all in on this current build, he could be a guy you hold on to for a while. And if not, then he's going to be movable at that time, you know, a few years from now, if you need to move on from Trey, you know, in his late 20s. So I think you could do that for sure. And he's somebody that fits in exactly with what they like to do there, can shoot the hell out of the ball, and he would fit in great. But, you know, the thing with the Warriors is that they want to do all this stuff while retaining their guys. I mean, if they were willing to or able to trade a Jimmy, all of a sudden all these talks work. Like, you could put Jimmy in as a vehicle for these bigger guys in most cases, right? And do something like that. But Kuminga specifically is just kind of a interesting one because you have to match so much salary unless you're gonna give him a balloon deal, which I don't think anybody's gonna want that after that. But unless it's like a 1 year huge, 2 year huge deal. But I don't really see the incentive for New Orleans to do this.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna get Kuminga out of this and turn around and give him the exact same deal. And I don't know if he would fit better alongside Zion than Murphy does. In fact, I don't think he would.
No, I think you can make a strong argument that he would not fit. Look, the Warriors side, it makes tons of sense. Trey Murphy, yes, you can see the stats are on the screen right now. 36% from three last season, but that was on a bad team that lost.
Games played over the last 2 years isn't great, though, as well.
Well, sure. I mean, he's had injury, but also the Pelicans were in. I mean, the whole Pelicans team got injured last year. But 36% from three last season. Remember, though, they suffered a ton of injuries, lost DeJounte Murray. Everybody was hurt for that team. You look at the seasons before, 38%, 41%, 38%. Yeah. I think that's more indicative of what he really is. And look at the volume. That's what the Warriors are going to love. But if you are the Pelicans, would you do this? I would not. I would not. If I'm the Pelicans, I would rather have Trey Murphy than Jonathan Kuminga. In a vacuum, I would rather have Trey Murphy than Jonathan Kuminga. Not just because of the shooting, but because of the fit with Zion Williamson. And do you want to be the team that's paying Jonathan Kuminga moving forward? It doesn't make sense. I would rather have Trey Murphy's shooting ability than Jonathan Kuminga, who I think is a very talented athlete. I like him a lot. But if Zion is going to be your guy in New Orleans long-term, it doesn't make sense to pair Jonathan Kuminga with him because he's going to operate in similar spaces on the floor.
Yeah. There's just a lot of redundancy to what those two would like to accomplish. And the thing is that you're already paying Trey high 20s into the 30s. You're going to turn around and pay Jonathan that. They're on a similar timeline age-wise. Like, I don't really see this be – all you're doing is getting a player that fits a little bit worse in the situation. Now, I think Trey still can get a good bit better. But I think if you're trying to make this move from the Pelican side, it's a potential play. Because you're going to be buying on Jonathan at a point where you don't know exactly what he could be. He thinks he could be a star. Maybe he can be, right? Maybe he can be one of those all-star Jason guys. Who knows, right?
You think his ceiling is higher than Murphy's?
That's what I was getting to. Like, I think Murphy could be pretty good. And I think that I would rather bank on that than Kuminga reaching stardom. But maybe with that athleticism and if he's able to round out his game. But to be fair, how many guys have we looked at and said, man, this guy would be so good if they were able to round out their shooting?
If only that guy can shoot. Yeah.
And guys just don't. It's not easy to do. A lot of times guys don't put that piece, the whole thing together, right, and become what they ultimately can be. And that's perfectly fine. That doesn't mean Jonathan won't be a great player. I don't know if I would invest so heavily into the potential. Like, if you were telling me this is a trade they're making 2 years from now, and you now have a more definitive look at Jonathan in a more increased role outside of the Warriors system and all that stuff. And, you know, he's had an opportunity to spread his wings for a couple of years, and you say, okay, well, this is what he can be. this is what we project him as. Maybe we want this deal, maybe we don't. I would understand it better. But I don't really see, because again, money-wise, age, like they're probably like, yeah, a couple year difference. Like I don't see much of a difference here.
Yeah, Trey Murphy is 25. Jonathan Kuminga, I believe, off the top of my head, is 23. We can check real quick here. But yeah. Or going into his age 25 season, Trey Murphy is. Jonathan Kuminga got all the way down. Yeah, there he is at 23 years old. So
there's nothing there. Like, I don't see it. I get it from the Warriors side. I love it from the Warriors side. I just, from the Pelicans side, I don't see it. And the only other thing, too, is, like, if you were to pivot off of Zion, which is a whole thing that could be its own separate thing because we've done it before in the past. If you were to somehow pivot off Zion.
That makes some sense.
Then that would be okay. It would make more sense in that situation. Yes.
And maybe that's where we wind up. You know, that was the rumor when New Orleans brought in Joe Dumars, that the initial thinking was move Zion. Was we're going to move on from Zion. We're going to turn the page. And we've talked about the merits of doing that. Joe Dumars said, no. Let me get another shot at this guy and see if we can finally make this work. But if the Pelicans were to hit a point where they say, you know what, we're out of the Zion Williamson business. It has not worked out. We're not going to continue to try something that is not working. Let's move on. Then Jonathan Kuminga makes a lot more sense for their roster as presently constructed. If they are thinking we're going to be a team built, I don't know if I want to say around, but alongside Zion Williamson, you know, with Zion being a key piece, yeah, Kuminga makes a lot less sense. He's not going to provide the spacing that you're going to need in the paint for Zion. He's going to try to operate in similar places on the floor. Could they work? Kind of, but what it's not the fit that Trey Murphy is.
Like Zion, what if Zion turns into, because Zion is like, he's such a wrecking ball that we don't really talk about his shooting, but he doesn't really put those shots up at all. Like, if last time I checked, he was averaging like one per game. He doesn't take threes. What if Zion somehow learned how to be a competent corner shooter? I think that would be good, but I wouldn't bank on it. And he's like a Giannis type where it's like, he's so damn good at getting to the rim and finishing. Yeah, I'm not even tripping on that. So,
yeah, Zion's not even taking, I mean, not he even, doesn't even take, oh, not even one per game and not a high enough percentage. He occasionally has shown the ability to hit the three, yeah, but he doesn't shoot at a high volume, nor should he. When you are a wrecking ball of a human being, an athletic freak the way Zion Williamson is, if I'm a coach, I'm telling him, bulldoze your way to the basket every single time. He has great touch around the rim, highly efficient there. Yeah, I'm discouraging him from shooting the three if I'm coaching.
He doesn't need to. Sure. He just gets to his spots so effortlessly. It's crazy, man. And his handle is just good enough to get him where he wants to go. His body is so big. He just bulldozes you out of the way and gets. That's why I said he's like a Giannis type, LeBron type, where it's like, just get to the rim every time. Who cares, right? Yeah. Now, LeBron, again, it's a little bit different because he did round out that part of the game, but he's also played for so damn long.
That comes with age.
And maybe Giannis is more the comparison here because Giannis hasn't done it despite people saying that he needed to, but he doesn't need to. Like he doesn't need to. He's still able to do what he wants to do. So it hasn't really mattered. But yeah, so maybe if Zion learned how to do that, I can make an argument for it. But I just think that the spacing would be really clunky. But maybe they want to get all the ex-Warrior guys. You know, they got Looney, they got Poole. Bring in Kuminga.
I tell you one thing. I don't think they're going to be going after Draymond.
Why did you have to go that there?
That would be like Jordan Poole's worst day. The Pelicans trade for Draymond Green. By the way, we should note that there was a little bit in here from Jake Fisher that Golden State, back in the 2021 draft, they were rumored to want Josh Giddey. Yeah. Instead of Kuminga, and then Giddey got taken right before them. They were also looking at Murphy when they took Moses Moody. So they've long been interested in Trey Murphy. So just like there have been rumors that Chicago and Golden State maybe could try to solve each other's problems by doing a double sign and trade. The math is insanely difficult to work out. Very unlikely it happens. But reporting at the time was, well, you know, the Warriors actually wanted Josh Giddey in the draft instead of Kuminga. And then Giddey got taken one pick before them. And then they had that 14th pick. And now it's, well, yeah, they were really looking at Trey Murphy. Now they could have taken him, but they really wanted Trey Murphy. They wound up taking Moody instead. So like, this is not a new thing for Golden State to be interested in Trey Murphy, just like it's not a new thing for them to be interested in Josh Giddey. The last thing here though, we need to mention is we have to remember Jonathan Kuminga would also be dealing with base year compensation, which would mean that his contract, it would only count for about half the money going out for the Warriors and the full amount coming in for any other team. So that would be a complicating factor here for them to try to trade Jonathan Kuminga, even in a deal where we look and go, oh, Trey Murphy's only making $25 million. Jonathan Kuminga, start him right around $25 million. Boom, there you go, right? Well, no, he would only count for, what would it be, about, you know, $13, $12.5 million going out front if he was given a $25 million contract going out from the Warriors as compared to he'd be counting for that full $25 going into the Pelicans. So not an insurmountable hurdle, but a hurdle nonetheless that they would have to figure out.
Yeah, that would certainly be interesting. But yeah, you would still have to put some other stuff together. I just don't know if you'd be able to have your cake and eat it too with everything, right?
I think we are in agreement, you and I, that the Pelicans should not trade Trey Murphy for Jonathan Kuminga.
No.
What would flip that? What could the Warriors add
to plus up
the offer that would make the Pelicans say yes?
That's what I was going to say. We talked about it bluntly about player to player for 10 minutes, but we didn't really actually talk about potential like asset additions or anything like that.
Yeah.
If you're able to add in, I mean, I would like Moody coming back, to be honest, but I don't think they do that. Maybe Pods would be good too, but if you're able to at least get some picks back, I think that'd be good.
Sure. If it was Kuminga and a first or something.
Yeah, I think that could be, if you get a first from them like a few years from now, I think that'd be really good.
That would
like,
be interesting. Now, if you're Golden State, would you give up that for, you know, it's fair to go back and forth with all of that. But if I'm just from the Pelicans perspective, I would not be willing to do Trey Murphy straight up for Jonathan Kuminga. If you plus up that offer, see, I still don't know if I'm conceptually building around Zion, I still don't know if I'm interested in doing that. But yeah, I think you need to add more from the Golden State side. Maybe it is a future first would be enough.
Yeah, it just depends on what that is. I think that while we question why the Pelicans can do it, I think you could incentivize them by adding stuff to it and plussing up the deal to where they can't refuse it, whether they're actually interested in trading Murphy or not right now, and specifically for Kuminga. And the thing is with Kuminga, I think a lot of it hinges on the contract he takes, because what if it's like a sign and trade and he takes a 5-year extension or whatever, like maybe they would be less incentivized to want
that. What does
it
take to keep him long term is what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Like it depends on what contract he's also getting there too. So that, and again, it just depends on how invested they are in him and how invested they are in his potential as well. Cause maybe you could get away with putting a few seconds instead of a first or something like that. But ultimately I don't know if I would do it ultimately.
But big picture, I mean, the big takeaway from this, like, Jonathan Kuminga, about a week ago, it was reported he feels like he's being used as a pawn and that the Warriors are just going to try to trade him. And that's why he doesn't want to sign this 2-year deal. Yeah, and they're already identifying who they want to trade you for come January or February by the trade deadline. Trey Murphy being high on the list, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course. All of these, I think, are difficult for the Warriors to do, but it's pretty clear whether it's now or at the trade deadline, the long-term future for Jonathan Kuminga, and I think he would agree with this too, it is not with the Golden State Warriors.
No, and he doesn't want it to be. So it is what it is.
All right, everybody. Let us know in the comments down below. Trey Murphy for Jonathan Kuminga. If they could work out the contracts, would you do that? If you're the Pelicans, would you do it if you're the Warriors? Where do you think this whole situation ultimately, does Kuminga wind up just taking the qualifying offer and do the Warriors wind up losing him for nothing next summer? Another possibility. A lot on the line right now. Let us know how you think it's all going to play out in the comment section. Don't forget to subscribe right here to the channel. Until next time, see ya and stay safe.